The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, 'tis better not to talk at all. It's my advice.
So when, if I'm not here anymore on the radio, you guys won't talk about me when I'm gone?
Oh, that no. Joe Piscopo. What a pain in the neck with the French toast.
More than likely.
Depending on how you leave, they may not allow
right.
us to talk.
They talk about you. They may go, who is that guy in the last segment?
Gag order. Gag order. No gag order. They don't get a gag order.
Howard
yet.
Stern did that once to a buddy of mine.
What did he do? What?
Buddy of mine who I'd worked with years ago, we had trashed Howard publicly.
Who did?
I'm not going to mention names. But you, wouldn't know the guy anyway.
Why would you trash Howard?
Well, I didn't, but these other guys did, but I supported them. So, and part of the reason, not to go too far into the story, because I don't want to get too deep into it, but Howard, when he was on the radio, he had very long commercial breaks. They were like 7, 8, 12 minutes long. So it was part of our strategy to get people to not listen to Howard and listen to us, and then go back to Howard.
Here's what you had planned to discuss.
What was that? So what station were you on?
We were paying for time on a radio station.
No one was listening to you anyway.
No, actually, that's not true. There were plenty of people listening. More like 15. No. But anyway, the point was he got hired at K-Rock at one point.
Yeah.
And Howard caught wind of this, brought him into the studio to lambaste him for a good 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then said, and now I will no longer talk to you. You are like the wind. And they did this like whole cut scene where he like fades away and you hear this like wind in the hallway like whoosh. And that was it. And it was, you know, never spoke of him again.
What is your friend doing now? Never heard from again?
No, actually, he is the part owner of a radio station up in Kingston, New York. It is very hyper-local. It only carries the...
I think Howard should go after the guy still.
No.
Yeah. I think Howard should go bury him in Kingston.
It's actually a very cool concept, bringing local radio.
Back to terrestrial radio just to compete with that guy.
It's a very...
Al is his broadcast partner. We're going to go after Howard Stern. We got him. It's like
you actually met one of the gentlemen who was involved in that years ago.
Oh my God!
You can't. Hey, what the hell? You're a little tiny radio station. I mean, to go after him like that.
It worked for a while
for your ratings.
It did. It absolutely did.
Well, just please don't talk about me when I'm gone, will you?
I think about the early days of
Howard. And by the way, we're riffing. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. There's Super Bowl stuff. There's news. I don't want to get in. I'm so tired of the negativity. So it's more fun. I remember those early days on Howard. You know, Howard, I remember I was on his show when – was he on K-Rock after NBC?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember I met him on NBC.
They switched formats.
I was the guy. When they called, I told you this before, we got a memo, an in-house memo at NBC. There's a new...
You didn't have a lock on your door either,
there's
right?
There's a new radio personality coming in, and I was a radio geek, always am now, was then, and I knew there was the Grease Man out of Washington, and then there was Howard Stern out of Washington. I remember hearing about it. How great. No, I would hear about these things. So it was like... We got the memo, Howard Stern, who wants to be the guest? No one wanted to go on the show. I went on the show because I knew Howard's reputation in Washington. I said, this is one of the biggest radio talents ever from Washington, D.C. They're bringing them. Absolutely, I'm going down. I go down to the NBC studios. Howard probably never remembered this in a million years. And we did. He had material written.
In the basement.
Wherever it was.
Yeah.
Was it in the basement?
I think it was.
And he says, let's do Dueling Andy Rooney.
I heard that.
Dueling Andy Rooney. And I said, who is this guy? I'm just bringing an original character onto Saturday Night Live. Now he's going to do Dueling Andy. I said, God, I love this chutzpah. He was a mensch of a guy. I remember I fell in love with Howard from day one.
Yeah.
Right there from day one.
And we were. That, actually.
Yeah. And so it was
until
it was
he played the Kimberly song on it.
No, I was and I was pleased. Did I not ask for that? This is when people get mad. Oh, you can't be thin skinned. I led with my chin. Are you kidding? I'm going to say
your chin. More than that. I mean, you really put yourself out there.
I went on. Please, I went on with how did Fred Norris did the Kimberly. He did me singing. Kimberly was hysterical. You got to laugh. Everybody's got to lighten up a little bit over here. By the way, did you know that it was St. Blaise, Feast of St. Blaise yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Frankie, did
you? No. Did you get your throat blessed?
Well, this is it. This is what I want to tell you about.
Uh-oh.
So, no, I'm a diehard Italian Catholic, right? Yeah. Church-going, God-fearing, church-going. And my faith is so strong. Now, thank God, a big shout-out to Detective Bobby and the NYPD Holy Name Society. Because I look online until yesterday. I'm on my way to see my mom. I go to church and go see my mom. And then on to the Super Bowl. So I go, well, look at this. I look at my, I say this, NYPD Holy Name Society, Feast of St. Blaise. Oh, you remember last year?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. I stalked the priest to get my bro.
You got a ticket, blessed. I think.
I got a ticket.
You got a ticket?
I got a ticket. Yep. I'm trying to plead with the traffic gal.
Right.
I'm getting my throat blessed. It's St. Blaise. Like, she's going to say, oh, okay, I won't give you the ticket then. I got the ticket. And I got my throat blessed, and I didn't care. The ticket was worth it. So now this, I go, thank God the NYPD and Bobby puts in, hey, you got to go to get your throat blessed. So I go to church, and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting, and the whole thing, the seven verses of the song, the singing of Mamma Mia, they won't stop, the singing, and I'm going, and then I hear the priest go, it's the Feast of St. Blaise. I go, yes, I made it. I'm going to get my throat blessed. This is yesterday.
Right.
Beautiful church. And I go in, and he takes the candles. Now, you know, ordinarily they take two candles, they cross it, they put it upon your throat, and they say, may St. Blaise bless you for any affliction of your throat. Every entertainer gets his throat blessed like that. Boom. Right. And then they give a little oil on your forehead to each individual. They did a mass blessing yesterday. Listen to me. See?
Right.
You see the
So would they throw oil out to everyone?
No, I would have liked that. Not even that, Al.
Really?
They took the priest, a very nice priest.
Like cross the candles over like in a big room.
Exactly.
Like,
and that wasn't even big candles. I would like big
candles.
Does
that really
candles.
Count as a blessing, though?
See? There is the question. There. Now, stay with me on this. Yeah. What were you going to say, Frankie?
Well, no, I would think that you, who always have 9,000 things going on, you would have appreciated the fact that this was a little less time consuming.
See how well he knows me.
Yeah,
there was
that's
a little
true.
Of
that's
that.
A good
there
point.
Was a little of that. There was a little of that. But he says in
but
reference
this is church.
To exactly in reference See? Of time, we were going to do a blessing for everybody, and he crosses the candles, the little two little candles, not even prop gigantic candles, which would have worked better
on the sides. Get the altar boys to pick them up. Kids, can you?
Yeah, something.
Don't cross
he,
the streams.
Two little candles, you know, and he goes. Yeah. And he goes. They say, please bless you in affliction of the throat, so bless you in the name of God Almighty and Nome de Padre. If we do this, so we sign it across, and I go, that's it? That's my throat blessed?
Right.
I'm not buying it. So stay with me. 13 minutes after 9. Stay with me. This will only take another 40 minutes. So I go.
Excuse me, Father.
Now listen.
Can
no,
I interrupt you
did,
for a second?
You did. On the way out of the church,
right.
I said to him, I said, Father, you know, I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old guy. You didn't do the candles on the throat. What happened? He goes, and he stops, and I want him to say, would you like a blessing, my son?
Right.
No. He goes, well, it was just better that way. We just thought in reference to time. So I stare, and I hang. Anybody's going to know he wants a blessing. Anybody, like last year, remember the priest? When I stalked the priest, he said, come in the back.
Right.
And they had the right vestiges on. They did the whole thing. Nothing. I got nothing.
You know why? Kickoff is at 6:30. I got to get to the game.
Then
sorry.
I went to the deacon, who's a great guy.
Right.
And I said, so is that like blessing? And he goes, it's the blessing, Joe. Don't worry. You got blessed.
You're covered.
All right. You're covered.
But I'm not buying it.
See,
listen to me.
So, if you get a sore throat now,
right.
You should ask for your money's back on that donation for yesterday.
Well, so my mother, church comes, the priest comes over. A priest came over. And I you know what? My sister was there. I
you
swear
asked
to God.
Him, too. Can you bless
I got blessed
throat?
Again. I got blessed again.
Oh, okay. See,
I had
right.
a private blessing.
No, that's okay.
But answer me this. I did not have the candles when the second priest blessed me.
And then it doesn't count.
Well, don't tell me
so
that.
You got a mass. No. You got a mass one. You got a little one.
You better I think the Catholic Church.
Because if you hadn't gone to that website yesterday, you would have forgotten, right?
That's
the
right.
Catholic NYPD
Holy Name Society. I love it.
The Catholic Church should create an app that informs you of those holidays. What days they are. It should pop up as a notification on your phone.
I saw it on the Holy Name Society site, the NYPD.
Right.
And but who's I got me to church.
Check that.
But no,
that's what I mean.
I'm telling you, what the point I'm making here is tradition is going away.
Right.
Frank, you're right. It would have taken forever to bless everybody. Then you got to do communion. But it's St. Blaise. And before you know it, you know how hard it is to find and even acknowledge St. Blaise? Little by little, they're going to take things away from the Catholic tradition. You could go to Hoboken. You got to go to certain little towns that have the old-fashioned churches to get Hey, give me a little St. Blaise. I was a little insulted that they did the mass thing yesterday, whole mass blessing.
Tomorrow is Lunar New Year. Right. We're going to be ushering in the Year of the Pig. And I don't think...
bacon for all.
Well,
great.
Right. No, but I think that's probably a holy day of obligation as well. So you get there early, go right after the show.
But the Lunar New Year, isn't that a Chinese holiday?
Yeah, but why not? A couple of Christians haven't been persecuted yet.
If the Catholic Church created an app that would inform you of those things, you'd download it, wouldn't you? They want to come into the 21st century. They want to get more people involved. That's a perfect way of doing it.
St. Blaise also, by the way, I just learned, the patron saint of wool combers.
I have no idea what that is. Of what?
Is that a brand of woolite?
I guess people that comb sheep, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what a wool comber is either. Mm. But I know who the patron saint is.
You imagine hanging out in a bar. What do you do? I'm a wool comber.
I'd like to bless your throat, and if you need to comb your sheep. I'd like to bless you as well.
How's that job? It's very tough. It's bristly. You know,
Who appoints the saints?
You make a lot of money doing that.
Who's the hierarchy in the church that appoints the saints? He goes, right. He just throats. Hey, you know, how about, don't we have anybody?
Add a couple
Father Peter, who does the combing of the sheep? Anybody? No, give it to Blaise. Give it to Blaise. Give it to Blaise. Blaise is not a... What?
Blaise is turning over in his grave right now. Why am I blessing these people?
He never saw sheep in his life. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just give him the combing of the sheep. What is that?
These sheep, they're tough. You got to comb that wool all the time.
St. Blaise.
I got sweaters to make.
Oh, gosh. Do you think they ride St. Blaise like that in the afterlife? Like, hey, how's the sheep? Yeah.
How's the sheep? How's those throats and sheep, huh? How you doing?
Hey, Blaise.
Imagine. Hey, they're Blaise. All Italian. I like how all the saints are all Italian, like they're getting a rat. Hey, you want to pass the gnocchi? Yeah. How's that throat blessing going?
They talk in heaven like that, Blaise.
Yeah, call yourself a saint, I'll show you.
That sheep's a liar. Remember that joke? Okay, we've lost complete control. You know why? Because I'm so tired of the negativity. And I really know when I go out and I'm about on the weekend, and it was a crazy weekend for me, I know how great this country is. Go ahead. We are a good people. We are a decent people. We're American. I'm so proud. And you know what came from that father-daughter dance? It was a father-daughter dance. And I'm watching it. I'm saying, look at all these dedicated dads on Friday, who were 20 years younger than me, by the way. So I'm saying... It was so nice how they were dedicated, and then how they take that away. They try to take that away. But by the way, it was a Catholic church that has a father-daughter dance. And then I said to Olivia, I said, you know, we never had a father-daughter dance. The public schools don't do it because if it's in the public school, it will turn into a father gender neutral dance. You know it will. You know they won't. You can't just do the. Why don't you have? You know what they'll ask next? Why isn't the father-daughter dance accepting sons? Now you have to have boys. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly what happened in Staten Island. Remember, we talked about it last February. It was PS 65 on Staten Island. They canceled this father-daughter dance
after they
realized that it would run afoul of the Department of Education regulation requiring gender-neutral events unless there's a specific.
This is what's so wrong. And did you see, and it was major networks, CBS and I think ABC, showed the guy dancing to Frozen, the play Frozen, you know, the Disney musical. The father was in a dress. Did you see that online? Did you see that, Albert? Father was in a dress.
Oh, yeah.
Puts his kid in a dress.
Yep.
And they're doing the Frozen dance. And it was, and then they also had, and stay with me on this and forgive me, 19 minutes after 9, is that they put there was a drag queen thing, and I saw they did it on an ABC show where they had a kid, a young boy, dressed as a drag queen and walked the runway. Now, I don't care what you are, who you are, what you think you are, if you're not sure who you are. I don't care. But do we have to bring it out in the media like that? I mean, it's like crazy like that. We're just nuts. When I was at that father-daughter dance, there were fathers, there were daughters, boom. As it should be, it was a great thing. Can we celebrate that? As great the country is. I'm telling you, why I have this mantra of fighting and keeping intact all the sovereignty of the country. They'll try to take every little thing away. And where the heck are we going to be, Frankie? I'm asking you.
You got me. We're good.
Father-daughter dance, right, Deb? You used to go, right, Debbie?
Oh, yeah, I went to a father-daughter dance, yes.
Was it the public school that ran it, or was it Catholic school?
You know what? I'm not sure if it was the Girl Scouts, but yeah. I did go to Catholic school for 12 years, and it was at my parish. I remember it was at the parish hall. So I can't remember if it was through the school or
through
the Girl Scouts.
But it could have been the Girl Scouts. I remember when I went with Olivia, it was the Girl Scouts. But the public school's like afraid of that, God forbid. You should have a father-daughter dance. You know what I'm saying? It was
so
just
nice.
It was beautiful.
Such great memories.
It was great.
Yeah, you know.
And me doing the conga dance by myself.
That's great.
No father. I do the Al Cthulhu finger to the fathers. Come on, boys. It's conga time. Come on, Norton. Let's dance. Not one father. I was the only one.
You're the only one having fun.
I was. It was a little weird because I was the only conga dancer.
I wish this was on video.
I pray to God that no one videoed it because I said, Charlie, you go ahead and do the conga. I'm going to step away now because I'm the only dad on the dance floor.
That's hysterical. Oh, gotcha. No, you're great. That's so great. I'm sure you're having a blast.
Why is Joe out there making a fool of himself like that? Dad, could you please leave the dance floor?
Dad, you're embarrassing me, Dad.
Debbie, how we doing at 9:21? Warner Wolf's favorite traffic out, Debbie Duhay. There it is, right there. How we doing this morning, Deb?
Let's see what's happening right now. Joe, we're going to head to the LIE West at Deer Park Avenue. An accident. Also, traffic is still moving a little bit slowly right in toward the area of the Northern State West, right at South Oyster Bay Road. An accident there on the island as well. We're still seeing this problem over on 8th Avenue in the city, right by 44th. It's an accident investigation, and traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to the RFK Bridge getting into town. Two lanes blocked with some type of police department activity over there to deal with. It's kind of busy right now on the Bruckner as you head west into the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Accident taking a lane there. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 40. Holland about 30. 80 west at the Garden State Parkway. Getting out towards Saddlebrook, a collision there. 9 southbound at the Edison Bridge. Police department activity continuing there as well. Easing southbound thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today. High in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. 9:22 with Joe on the radio. It is time to officially start worrying about Valentine's Day. Well, I have to tell you what you got to do. You got to send Shari's berries. Yeah, I'm telling you, I like to plan in advance because I to all my daughters, certainly to Mama, you know, you like to say maybe there's a loved one. I don't have that situation, but perhaps there's somebody, a significant other in your life that you want to, you got to send something. And when you send something, you want to be different. Well, you can never go wrong with the signature dip Valentine strawberries from Shari's Berries. These are spectacular. Remember last week, Pro Flower Shari's Berries sent a whole package here. Al. You know great food. You are just a foodie in many ways. How great are Shari's berries?
Fantastic.
Weren't they great?
That was delicious.
The chocolate was great, and the strawberries were so fresh.
Yep.
Dipped in milk. What were your favorite? You like regular milk chocolate?
Regular milk chocolate. You can't go wrong.
I'm a dark chocolate guy. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. He will fall in love with every single bite. Top with decadent toppings. I had the chocolate chip ones. Oh, it was great. Oh, see the, oh, Frankie, you hear the oh thing? Heart and glitter sprinkles. Always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. Perfect companion to a candlelight dinner. I'm just saying. A bouquet of flowers. Or a night on the town. This is Valentine's Day made easy. The berries arrive fresh with a 100% Shari's Berries guarantee. Ships anywhere nationally. You can give sweet somethings to your long-distance love. Just saying. Valentine's Day, right around the corner. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now. Make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99. And you can ship with your Shari's Berries at no extra charge. That is a spectacular package that I have personally sent many, many times. It makes the best Valentine's Day impression you could ever imagine. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code Piscopo at checkout, berries.com. Click the microphone, enter the code Piscopo, order today.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Happy Monday, 9:26. There it is, baby. Let me go to Augusta. Not to Georgia. To Augusta on Long Island. Good morning, Augusta. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I just wanted to tell you, I got something in the mail recently. Actually, it's in the car. I'm going to make copies of it in Staples, so I can't tell you specifically. But what it was about was they're allowing in public schools transgender people to come in to read to the children. That wouldn't be bad, but they're made up in these garish ways with white painted faces, very exaggerated makeup, all kinds of false eyelashes, all kinds of false wigs, and fake boobs that are monstrous. It's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw these photos.
Where are they doing that? In local New York school, do you know?
Public schools, yeah. Now, I'll have to call back and tell your call screener or maybe tomorrow, because okay. It's out in the car, and I can't give you the specific schools. I'm not even sure if they mention the specific schools, but these are in public schools. This is going on someplace in this country. So I think people listening should be checking with their school districts to find out if this is going on there, because I certainly wouldn't want my child exposed to that.
Well, it's Augusta, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We were talking about, and again, I'm a dinosaur, I'm old-fashioned. Men are men, women are women. I make no apologies. I'm a chivalrous old dinosaur. I will hold the door open for you. Is that offensive to you? I'm sorry. I stand up when you, if you're a gal and you come to the table, I will stand up as you say. And when you leave the table, I will stand up as you leave the table. It's just something that I was just taught by my father, by my mother, so the respect that my father had for my mother, you know? And then when I, and forgive me, I'm going to cause trouble, right? 9:28 in the morning. Do you dress up? If your kid's too young to know, do you dress the kid as a girl? Like, I'm telling you, this was on like CBS, on the website of CBS News, and they had a father dancing in a gown, a Disney gown, to the music of Frozen, and he dressed his son in the gown. And the kid was clearly too young to know. What is that? Am I, should I be worried about that? And then when you dress a young kid as a drag queen, if the kid's too young to even know anybody, why are you doing, why are you putting your, I don't care what you are. I really don't. If you like to dress up, I don't care. But do you put those values on a child? And then what, where are we going? And are we going to know who we are or what we are? And so I'm seeing this stuff online. And then they applaud this kind of behavior. And to Augusta's point, it goes into our public school system, and they will put it in before we even decide about it. I am so worried. College, we know, is infiltrated already, you know, with a whole socialist agenda. And now it's happening, and it does happen in high school. It does happen, the political correctness. And I almost don't blame the teachers because they don't have a choice. It's an edict that comes from the state capitals. When we vote progressive socialists in, they will put that program in the state capitals, and that will transcend, I'm telling you, and translate into a public school system where I got to teach my kids. You know, it's by Christopher Columbus. Don't get me started. Yo, Christopher Columbus did this, that. Now it's Indigenous People Day. No, Columbus discovered America. Look at the history. Look at the history of Christopher Columbus. Just as an example, all the negativity toward Christopher Columbus, and sure, he might have done some bad things, but it's flawed. The history is flawed. But they just take a political stance. They go with it. They run with it. They teach it in school, and they don't even vet it out. So it's weird. The world we're living in is now. And that for a governor of Virginia to talk about how you can kill a baby and make a baby comfortable and then kill it when it's out of the womb. It's a life. That is called murder one. That's called murder one. It's cold-blooded murder. There's no way around it. What are they more upset about? Well, the blackface and the Ku Klux Klan thing, which was reprehensible. This guy's got to step aside, by the way, because that's as reprehensible. But really, can we go back to the abortion situation, whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, I don't care what you are, but you don't kill a living human being. Where the heck are we? Where are we going? I'm just trying to make sense of it all. Frankie Five Boroughs, speaking of which, 9:31, we're going to go to our local news. What happened at the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center this week? I'm very interesting.
Well, very interesting. A couple of weeks ago, it looks like there was a fire there, understandable, and it led
to... You wonder why, by the way, I deviate and we do the silly chat, by the way, the lifestyle chat, because this stuff is crazy. I'm sorry,
so
Frankie.
It led to a fire. The fire led to a power outage, and the people there were without power for days. Looks like close to a week. And that included no hot water, no heat in the frigid cold temperature, and quite a safety concern when you have a lot of people that are potentially violent with some guards. No lights. This was a bad situation, a real, real embarrassing moment for the Bureau of Prisons and the Justice Department, and quite uncomfortable for a lot of the people who are in the MDC.
And forgive me, now I'm going to get in trouble when I ask you this. Are there some murderers in there, or is it just light crimes?
Well, they run the gamut, right? So most of the people at the MDC, including my lawyer, Richard Luthman, who's listening to us now. Hello, Richard. Most of them are people that have...
My lawyer's in the can.
Yeah,
only exactly. Murano. My lawyer's locked up.
Shout out to my lawyer in
right.
the can.
Also, a gentleman named Phil Kenner.
Oh, another prisoner.
Who's been writing to me.
Do they listen to it?
Absolutely.
We have how many do you not know?
What?
Maybe we should narrow the list.
Now that they have power again, maybe they're watching TV. But when they were without power, we were the number one show in that MDC.
No power. We can't hear Piscopo. Turn it on. Attica.
Even El Chapo was listening to us, even though he can't speak English. He'd have to have one of the other Spanish-speaking
inmates.
Jury deliberation starting his trial today, by the way.
No lights, Piscopo. Hey, listen.
But so, Joe, mostly...
My El Chapo impression.
There's about 1,800 people there. About 1,800 people there. Most of these are people that have not been convicted of anything. So you have people that are on trial.
Detention centers.
Right. You have people on trial, like El Chapo, people that are awaiting trial, like my friend Richard. And then you have some people that have been convicted and are serving short sentences or have been convicted and have yet to be transferred to wherever they're
but
going.
But on a human rights issue, this was inexcusable.
Yeah, well, but even absolutely, you're 100% right. And I don't understand why I can understand why people were protesting. I don't understand why the protesters were storming the jail as we saw.
Well, the relatives were in there.
Yeah,
with
I get it.
But if you're a murderer, but you see, then again, if they're innocent until proven guilty,
exactly.
So you don't know that.
Yeah, one of the protesters I was listening to on the way in said these people are not guilty. They're legally not guilty, but even if they were, she said it very well. Even if they were, this is no way to treat people. But even if you don't care about how we treat inmates, this creates a huge safety issue.
Who runs this?
The Bureau of Prisons.
And so that is run through the state?
No, the federal government.
The federal Bureau of Prisons. Yeah, because what they did with Night Shift, if I can draw that analogy, inexcusable. I love what Lynn Patton has done.
Yeah.
Lynn Patton bringing Dr. Carson in, putting Mayor de Blasio. Because even if the feds run it, if you're the mayor or you're the governor, it's in your jurisdiction.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I remember here in Manhattan, there was a train derailment. And I don't remember if it was Metro North or an MTA subway. And it was a derailment. And de Blasio didn't even go to the scene. And his explanation was, well, this is not a city-run thing.
Oh,
but these are people that – these are his constituents.
Oh.
These are people that live in his city. You know, I mean, pardon me if it's not run
you're
by
right.
the city.
And that was not a French toast. Oh,
right.
That was a disgust. Oh, that was a disgust. Oh,
exactly.
Like that. Hey, 9:35.
By the way, did you see the mayor on Bill Maher Friday? I mean,
I missed it.
This guy is criticizing Howard Schultz. He's criticizing Mike Bloomberg. How about the fact that he has no interest whatsoever in actually running the city? He's going off to be on national TV shows.
I know. And you know, Bill Maher is a longtime friend as well. And Bill is Bill. He is what he is. But they do pander to that audience.
Yeah, I know, but then he's criticizing. No, de Blasio is criticizing Schultz and Bloomberg for being out of touch. How can the mayor criticize anybody for being out of touch? I couldn't believe my ears.
It's New York, New York. Let me grab Judy real quick, if I may. Judy, got a couple seconds, but wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing really good. You know what? Your laughter is so infectious that I don't even have to know what's funny. It's like when you start laughing.
Please, we're like junior high school kids, the knuckleheads in the studio, Judy.
You have a laughter that's very infectious. You should only know. So it's great. I'm listening to this conversation a little bit. I tuned in really late, and I just want to share something. I saw a cartoon, and it goes like this: two little kids walking together, a little girl, a little boy. The little girl goes to the little boy, so what do you want to be when you grow up? So he says, a woman.
Just like that. Oh, my Lord.
A woman. And I go, yeah, every joke has some truth to it. You know something? These few atheists that got together and took God out of court and God out of this. Yeah. Now they want to take God out of oath. It's a very sad situation, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, the brain, for little kids, the brain doesn't mature till who knows when. So now they want to brainwash these little kids to say, you are a girl when they're a boy and vice versa because it's normal. I mean, it's crazy, Joe.
Judy, you're absolutely right. I keep laughing, my girl. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. You know, there's a story now, 9:37, we got a break for out. Let me just check because it's a personal story that a friend told me you would not believe. You would not believe to what Judy's talking about because if you're confused and you're a kid and you're confused, they just embrace this gender neutral situation. You want to be what you mean. The fact that, and tell me this didn't happen in Jersey, the fact that in New York State you could put an X on your gender when you're born. Is insane.
I believe New Jersey has that now too.
To Frank's point.
Well, now they have to.
This is what these politicians are worrying about.
Starting in 2020, now New Jersey schools will have to teach about LGBTQ accomplishments in the community. They're going to have to start teaching that in New Jersey in 2020. California has it. Now New Jersey is the second
877-970-2999.
Not that that's a bad thing to teach these kids. It's just
I know what you're talking about. I hear about it in the public school. It's like, and listen, we accept everyone, and we feel for everyone. But you know, there's just a way that right is right, wrong is wrong. Men are men and men, women are women. And now
I think it's right to include these
things. Everything away.
Where I have the issue is when somebody, and we've seen this from some teachers, where they're including their opinion on teaching these kids history, facts, whatever it is.
They do it all the time.
You're not supposed to be giving your opinion.
You.
You're supposed
to
be teaching the class, the
Thank
facts.
You.
That's
Thank
what
you.
You're supposed to do.
That's why with little Charlie in a Catholic school, I'm just saying. You know, it's refreshing to see that their values are still intact. 938 with Joe, but not we accept everybody. Please don't misinterpret that. We accept and love everybody because, really, as Jesus himself said, who are we to judge? 938 on Piscopo with Al Gattulo is the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 939. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Tennis legend Billie Jean King leading the charge to save a park in her Upper West Side neighborhood. The Museum of Natural History wants to take over a quarter acre of land from the 17-acre Theodore Roosevelt Park to build its new science center. King says she has lived in the neighborhood for 30 years and loves the park. She joined forces with the group Community United to block the museum project. They lost their case, but they are appealing and say no work can be done until the appeal goes through. A museum spokesperson says the building plan has all the necessary approvals from the city. A puppy who survived a run through the Lincoln Tunnel is reportedly dead. 9-month-old Lolo was a whippet mix who broke away from her dog walker last Thursday in Manhattan on 42nd Street, not far from the entrance to the tunnel. She was next spotted in Hoboken, somehow surviving a sprint through the tunnel in sub-zero temperatures to end up in the Garden State. However, Lolo was eventually found dead Saturday after being apparently hit by a car in Weehawken, despite an active search by people moved by a social media campaign. In sports, the Patriots beat the Rams 13-3 in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Tom Brady held without a touchdown pass but found MVP Julian Edelman 10 times for 141 yards. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Knicks skid is now a baker's dozen, and they lost their 13th straight game, 96-84 to the Grizzlies at Madison Square Garden. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take it out to the Taconic southbound. That's slowing down by 134. Looks like a car fire extinguished. The Cross County eastbound at the Bronx River Parkway. Accident taking one lane. Heading inbound over at the GWB, you're 20 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel still waiting 30. Holland about 25. Watch for slowdowns this morning over on 80 West by the Garden State Parkway in Saddlebrook. An accident there was cleared. 78 eastbound exit 43 out toward Berkeley Heights. A crash. And 9 northbound by the Edison Bridge. Right lane is blocked with police department activity. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point drawbridge with an accident. 8th Avenue still blocked in the 40s. It's an ongoing investigation. And the Cross Island northbound by Belmont Park, a crash there. Grand Central Parkway eastbound into Parsons Boulevard, an accident blocking one lane. And the LIE West at Ocean Ave, watch out for a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Now, ever since I started talking about Rush Tax Resolution and all the money and headaches they save their clients, people have asked me if they really settle cases where people owe a ton of money for as little as $100. I tell them to go to RushTaxResolution.com, read the testimonials. They're posted right there. One client owed $78,000. Rush Tax settled it for $100. Another owed $40,000. Settled for $100. Another owed $84,000, settled for $167 total. So call them right now, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255. They'll tell you upfront and for free if you qualify for the IRS settlement program. Even if you don't qualify for a settlement, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, get bank levies and wage garnishments released fast. A-plus rating with the BBB, zero complaint history. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-IRS-CALL. They'll tell you right away if they can help, 855-477-2255, RushTaxResolution.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, you got 5 minutes. Oh, look at me. I'm going to give you more. Look at me now. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. It's 855-621-9949. Just say Joey sent me to Route 22 Toyota. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and a filter. You don't have to deal with dummies. You hear what I'm telling you? And I know you've been thinking about this. Now is the morning to call. 855-621-9949. Right? You get a free oil change, free filter, okay, on me. On me, by the way. And that free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. All European models are excluded. This is from Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella is there. He can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now Alex wants you to experience the smart way to service. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Iggy Giuffre, this is a great guy. We love Iggy. How he helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs, I told you about that, of Jersey, right? And not only did he help out, he went to Toyota and had Toyota help out the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. This is a great family at Route 22 Toyota. They will treat you like family, like they treated my sister Carol like family. 855-621-9949. Great chance for you to get to the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm feeling it right now.
Oh, this is great. Record company, is it called?
Yeah.
They're playing with Seger.
I've opened a number of nights with Bob Seger out on the West Coast.
You know, Seger's show is spectacular.
Yeah, we don't know when he's coming east, though.
I will be going after Bob Seger, much like Al went after Howard Stern.
Whatever that meant, right? Hey, so listen to this. It's 9:45. Stay with me. I love you for listening and your family. So you can call to criticize. You could call. I just talked to you like your family, you know. So I hesitated to tell the story, but I just called a friend to see if it was okay to talk about. This was the wildest story for me. And I'm not making judgment at all, because I cannot, when I tell you, and it wasn't Jesus who said, who are we to judge? It was Pope Francis,
right.
But it was like, he's supposed to be a disciple of Jesus. Sometimes I wonder with the Pope.
He's in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, right. He is today.
Yes.
All right. So my friend, and I want to be careful because I'm not going to say any identity. She sends her son. I hope I'm not talking too much here. I mean, as far as breaking confidence, but she has a son, went to college, right? The kid comes home. Listen to me. The kid comes home and says, "Mom, I want to be a girl." College kid. When it went out, and this was in California somewhere, so I think it's okay to say that. The college embraced the kid, starts to give him, says, "Okay, we'll schedule you for hormone shot, like a female hormone shots, like that." So think about that. Think about that. If you're the parent, and you go, what? So she goes, she's such a smart gal. She goes, what is the base testosterone level of my son? She starts asking these medical questions. What a great question. It was zero. The kid didn't have the testosterone. So she says to the person that was going to give the hormone shots, the female hormone shots in California, "Did you do a medical test?" No. He's already into this gender neutral class, and he's going to become a woman. And we're going to they push the kid. The kid's not sure. The kid was probably scared. The kid, you feel so bad, but they embrace it like there. That West, forgive me. This, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that it's like they just push the kid into. She got the kid home. She got the kid to a doctor. The doctor said, "No, the kid got some medical, treatment, whatnot." The kid's happy as ever. Forgot all about that incident. Mm. Is onward and forward, and is a boy like he was born to be.
Imagine if his parent was a little less attentive.
I tell you one thing about this. She was so whip smart. I said, "You know what you've done?" She goes, "What?" She goes, "What you've done?" And granted, if the kid, we don't care what you are. And if your kid wants to be something that he's not, I'm just saying society puts that on you. And then when you go to a progressive socialist, why rail against that whole mentality where you go in the state of New Jersey, in New York, and in California, they paint, Frankie, this broad stroke of here's what you got to be. Here's how you got to be. And you're wrong if you're the other way. You are forcing children to be something that they're not. These kids know. But if they are marginal and not sure, they want to suck you in to the progressive socialist vortex and say, well, then you're going to be like us. And they make that, like Al said, they talk about it in class. They push it on. We don't care. When we were kids, I told you about that there were gay kids all over. I could care less. Nobody cares. They're making it like, oh, this is the mantra. So I tell you that story. It's wild. Thank God she stepped up. But she had to fight the school. She had to fight the doctors. We're giving them female, what do they give?
Estrogen?
Yeah, that stuff. What is that? And she goes, well, not so fast. God bless her. God bless she. Quote unquote, saved her son. And we don't care. If you're gay, who cares? I mean, who cares? Nobody cares. But the fact that they were trying to change him into another sex and he wasn't sure of it.
The tricky thing with college students is they're technically adults because they're over the
age
of 18.
Exactly.
You know,
that's exactly
right. A
lot
of times parents who are paying the bills call the professor or the dean of students saying, you know, I want to see my son's grades. And they say, no, we can't give that out.
They have infiltrated this whole mentality. And forgive me. And listen, you know where I'm guilty? I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old chivalrous dinosaur from another generation, just trying to carry on the legacy of the greatest generation, doing the best I can, believing in this country and loving every American. I don't care what you are, what your sex is, what your sex isn't, what your religion is or is not. I don't care. We just have to be so accepting. But don't push anything on our kids. Just because you feel one way, do not push an agenda, because that is an affront to everything that God put us on this earth for. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. I hope I didn't get myself into trouble, but why stop now, Frankie, right? 10 minutes before 10, 9:50 right now. Mike Gallagher is coming up. Hey, Debbie, how are you? Just gossiping on the air of things I probably shouldn't say, but, you know, always getting in trouble.
You know, that's why you have a show. You've got to talk.
I asked permission. I made the phone call. I said, can I chat? I don't want to give names. Can I chat? To this gal, it was just great the way. But as parents, we have to fight. We have to fight for what we think is right. And I just feel like at least the public school systems and the universities are against us. It's just a tough fight.
I've heard stories about things like this, like where people, they want the hormone shots and like all of a sudden, like a woman is growing facial hair and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
But isn't it great that my friend says, what is his base level? Can we start there?
Right. Interesting.
And then the doctor said, whoa, you can't give any other shots. But God forbid the folks in California should have saw that. No? You know? What a world, Debbie, huh?
Unbelievable.
You got to worry about this stuff now? Hey, Debbie.
Yeah.
And listen, you going to text me tonight now? Because I'm going to get used to that.
Yeah, I'll text you later. No problem.
Hey, let's stay up past 9 o'clock.
Oh, send a text.
We're
going to
get
nine.
Dangerous.
Really crazy.
Oh, Lord. 9:51. Deb's on the roads for you. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Well, Joe, there's a bad accident here on 45th Street here in town by 8th Avenue, and it involves a car and a bike, and it's an ongoing investigation. 8th Avenue has a couple of lanes blocked here by 45th as well, so really tough over there. We're still seeing some delays at the RFK Bridge, city-bound with some police department activity, and the Grand Central Parkway eastbound out by Parsons Boulevard accident. Reports of an accident on Jackie Robinson as you head west into Cypress Avenue. An accident there waiting for you. And traffic is still moving slowly, LIE West into Ocean Ave with an accident. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended today and tomorrow. Looks like metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound GWB, about 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 30, Holland still 25. And traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 80 West by the Garden State Parkway with an accident just about cleared. Slowdowns on the southbound thruway at 7A with an accident on the ramp. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay. With Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just wants to have the facts before rushing into judgment.
The truth of the matter is that as a percentage of the population, blacks commit a disproportionately greater percentage of hate crimes than whites, who, when compared to their percentage of population, commit a lesser percentage of hate crimes. Is this thing on? Let's be outraged whenever
is a hate crime, irrespective of who the victim is. Can we do that?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of fog for a while this morning, with temperatures starting out below freezing outside the city. There can be some icy spots. Later today, more sun than clouds and becoming milder, high 54. Partly cloudy tonight, low 39 in the city, 33 to 37 in many suburbs. There may be some fog patches late tonight and early tomorrow. Otherwise, a very mild day tomorrow with times of clouds and sun and a high of 58. Becoming cloudy Wednesday and much cooler, a chance for rain toward day's end, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
What is this, Frankie? What are you looking at, right? What are these
pills? Balance of Nature. Right, I took my capsules this morning.
I put them in my plastic bag before I left yesterday. I got my fruits and my vegetables in capsule form.
Saturday morning, I woke up with a stuffed nose. My fiance says to me, you sound a little stuffy. You know what to do? I said, I know what to do. Doubled my dose of Balance of Nature. Doubled my fruits, doubled my vegetables. Now
doubled your fun.
Exactly. Double mint gum. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. I feel like $1 million. And that's on no sleep because of the Super Bowl.
Wow. You know, so I did the same thing. I just, like, last night we went around and I was driving all over yesterday. And then with the Super Bowl thing, I got late, got into the hotel late. And I would thank God for Balance of Nature because I had the fruits and vegetables in capsule form right there.
I almost feel like Popeye when I take the Balance of Nature. I'm flagging, take the Balance of Nature.
Locomotive. We should have a little theme song like that.
We should, you're right.
Well, Dr. Douglas Howard is the man. He came up with this great, great Balance of Nature concept. And we want you to go on the journey with old Joe on the radio. If you got to get Balance of Nature, yeah, I'll tell you what, here's the number. And we made it easy for you to remember, please. 800-246-8751. It's just like that. If you go 800-246-8751, use the promo code The Answer, 35% off your first month's supply, or you go to balanceofnature.com, please. Please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only what?
A phone call away.
800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer. Oh, I see the phone calls, but we're running out of time there, Al, huh? You don't want to be got too loud. Thank you so much for joining us. Frankie, excuse me. Thank you for the show today.
Oh, please. Thanks for getting General Powell on. It was a real treat.
Well, a big shout out to my friend Raymond Chambers, who is very close. Hey, what a great guy, though, he is. Like, you see, he's so New York, down to earth and grounded. And thank you. But thanks. We got Geraldo. Always appreciate Geraldo on the show. Love Geraldo. Just a great guy. Warner. and Ken Cuccinelli. That was a great conversation. And Lynn Patton is great.
Absolutely.
What she and Dr. Carson are doing with NYCHA is stellar. So and wish her all the very
getting
best.
Getting Colin Powell a AAA membership. Yeah,
wasn't that funny? He's changing his own tire. Al would change his own tire. Frankie,
he's
you.
Tough.
No, you would.
That's the one thing I can do.
You know, I would wait.
I don't change my own tire.
I would wave a flag. Help me, you know, like that. Hey, Frankie, thank you. Thank you, Albert. Debbie, thank you. Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, Piscopo. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.